KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, this is AM 1220, KJAN Atlantic. We have snowfall here at the official weather station for Atlantic. So far, 2 inches on the ground as of just before 8 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Our forecast is calling for the winter weather advisory in effect for all counties along and south of Interstate 80 through the midday hours. We look for anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snowfall here in Atlantic. As I mentioned, we picked up 2 inches so far. We'll have a high around 20. Winds will be picking up out of the north at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Now, the roadways in the listening area are 100% snow covered. There have been some minor accidents reported along Interstate 80 between Atlantic and Marnie. So slow down, give yourself extra travel time and space between vehicles, and make sure your headlights are on and your seatbelt is on as well. We do have several school districts that have canceled classes for today and a few districts that are starting 2 hours late. Recapping our list of canceled school districts, that would include Atlantic, AHST, Bedford, also CAM. Clarinda has canceled classes. There's no school today at East Mills, Essex, Fremont Mills, and Griswold. Also no activities at Griswold. Classes canceled today for the Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, Red Oak, and Riverside school districts. Also no school today at Southwest Valley, Stanton, Traynor, Tri-Center, and Underwood. Woodbine is 2 hours late. Also, Dare Casey is running 2 hours late. Boyer Valley has a 2 hour late start. And do want to mention that AHST is canceled, and also no professional teacher development at AHST. In addition, there's the Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the Y has canceled for today. The TLC is open, however, bring your sack lunch. No Atlantic Head Start and no home visits today. And Lollipop Preschool in Messina has canceled for today. There are other announcements on our webpage at KJAN.com. Go to the Community Hub and scroll down, click on Cancellations. Officials of the Council Bluffs Community School District have accepted the resignations of 2 Thomas Jefferson High School teachers, although 1 will remain on the district's payroll for 3 months. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the school board accepted the resignation effective Monday of Jeffrey Doherty, the former math teacher who faces criminal charges after an alleged relationship with a 15-year-old female student at the school. Dan Liggett, a physical education teacher, also resigned effective April 30th. Liggett was named in an affidavit about the Doherty case as being aware of the alleged relationship prior to being approached by the school's principal. It's uncertain why he was placed on administrative leave by the district. Both men's resignations were accepted during a special school board meeting held Tuesday afternoon that lasted just over 2 minutes. Diane Ostrowski, the district's chief communications officer, said the reason Liggett resigned and any stipulations are confidential. Superintendent Martha Bruckner said Liggett negotiated the resignation date with the district's lawyer. Liggett will remain on paid administrative leave. He'll earn $11,252 in salary for the months of February, March, and April. Doherty faces 2 counts of third-degree sexual abuse, 5 counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee, 1 count of sexual exploitation of a minor, and 1 count of lascivious conduct with a minor, according to court records. He's set to be arraigned on February 9th. A jury trial is currently scheduled to start March 24th. Doherty is currently free on $10,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the circumstances surrounding a stabbing incident. Officers were called to the area of 8th Street and Creek Top at around 1:20 p.m. Tuesday in an attempt to locate a possible victim of a stabbing. When they arrived at the scene and located the victim, 44-year-old Jackie Henry, a transient, the man refused to give officers information about the incident. Officers did observe a small stab wound to Henry's lower right side. The man was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of his injuries. The investigation continues. The first-degree murder trial of Brian Heath Davis got underway Tuesday in Fremont County District Court. Chuck Morris reports.
The 34-year-old Davis is charged with murder in the death of Holly Ray Durbin in July of 2009. Davis waived his right to a jury trial. Following opening statements, prosecution began by calling witnesses and playing the 911 call that was made on the day of Durbin's death. Trial is expected to last until at least Friday, when a key medical witness is expected to testify. Defendant claims Durbin committed suicide. However, the prosecution told Judge O'Grady they are prepared to show evidence that her death was indeed a homicide.
And police in Creston report a car was stolen in the community Tuesday afternoon. A resident told authorities his 2006 Chevy Malibu was stolen from 406 Union Street sometime between 4 p.m. and 8:20 p.m. Tuesday. The car is gray and has a license plate number of BDM270. The vehicle has slight damage to the passenger side mirror. The keys were in the vehicle, and the tank was full of gas. The loss was estimated at $5,000. And a resident at 315 South Walnut Street in Creston told police that the can place at 202 Russell Street had been broken into sometime between 5 p.m. Monday and 10 a.m. Tuesday. Quarters and dimes were stolen. The loss was estimated at $25. An Atlantic man was arrested last week on a drug charge, and two Atlantic residents were arrested for assault. The APD reports 35-year-old Michael Trotter of Atlantic was arrested January 21st for possession of drug paraphernalia. And on January 28th, 51-year-old Preston Nelson and 25-year-old James Howard, both of Atlantic, were arrested on assault causing injury charges. And on January 29th, 19-year-old Matthew Paulson of Adair was arrested for fifth-degree theft or shoplifting. All the men were booked into the Cass County Jail. A Red Oak man was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant. 37-year-old Jeremy Joel Benz was charged on the warrant for violation of parole, and he was taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held without bond. A single vehicle accident was reported Tuesday morning in Montgomery County at around 9:30 on 110th Street, near a home at 2381 110th Street. Upon arrival by emergency personnel, a pickup truck owned by Lance Kinzer of Lyman was found in the south ditch facing southeast. The vehicle had been driven by Kerry Kinzer, also of Lyman, and had been traveling westbound on 110th. The vehicle crossed the center line and had entered the south ditch, where it overturned and came to rest in the position it was found. Kinzer was still in the vehicle at the time, and it was determined she had lost consciousness for a period of time following the accident, but had regained consciousness and was complaining of head, wrist, and leg pain. After being extricated, Kinzer was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue and later flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for additional treatment. The severity of her injuries was not known at the time of the report. The truck sustained $4,000 damage and was considered to be a total loss. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.